Ah, my precious human. I was hoping I would be finished healing before I saw you again. Oh no, I'm perfectly fine. Well, yes, this... all of this, yes. Yes, it's... this blood is mine. Mm-hmm. I flew around the world looking for other dragons, and unfortunately, I didn't find any. All I found were things that resembled them, but they were all metal and human-made. Yes. This is rather unpleasant. Could you, yes. I could use some help. Oh, yes, your modern military seem to be quite modernized. They seem to be quite powerful, too. I can see why there are no dragons around anymore other than myself. Or if there are, in any case, they're in hibernation like I was. No, I'm unable to transform into my human form at the moment for some reason. Do you mind fetching some healing crystals from that chest over there? Yes. They're quite old, so please handle them carefully. Are they not beautiful? They glow with an inner radiance, even after all of these years. They were made for me by a close friend of mine from ages long past, before humans even walked the earth. A white dragon by the name of, please forgive me. It has been so long now that even her name slips my mind. Either way, they should still have more than enough healing energy in them to heal my wounds. However, I sense that those thunder wands... What is this, human? Fire arms? Such a strange thing to name them. But then again, you humans never did name things logically at times. Yes, those firearms may have left curses within me. And you will need to use the crystals to remove them. Bullpits. No, I don't think I visited Greece or Spain. Human, this is no time for jokes. Bull-its. I am sorry, but you are making far less sense now. You will have to explain to me using your smartphone later. For now, please. This is highly uncomfortable, and I wish to experience far less of it. Okay. How to use them? Well, you channel your energy into them. Okay, yes, your mental energy. Okay. You hold them a little apart around the wound. You just concentrate. There you go. They're glowing brighter now. That's it. That's how you do it. Very good. I can feel it working already. See there? You may be a modern human, but you already have the skills of an ancient druid. I knew I saw great things in you, human. Oh, I feel so much better already. You are definitely one of my favorites. And that's barring that you're my only human in my horde. Yes. The things that I saw on my travels. Many sea ships. Some of them as large as dragons. But they were made of metal, and they spewed fire at me. I don't think they were very friendly, human. No, not very friendly at all. Once I got away from them, I met this giant metal black bird that was able to fly higher and even faster than I can. It was... I don't want to say humiliating, but I tried to say hello, but I assume that was another human technology creation. And the fact that it was able to go so much higher and faster than me, that was impressive, to say the least. Ah, yes, that feels much better. And what is this tiny little ball? Oh, is this the curse? Oh, the bull pit that you were mentioning. So this is it, human. Fascinating. This must have come from those smaller gray birds. Yes, the humans that use the firearms, those curses seem to bounce off. But the smaller gray birds, yes, jets, I need to remember that word. Those curses seem to pierce my skin and my scales rather much more easily. Oh, and those smaller green metal land dragons that I said hello to, those spewed fire from their snouts. Those were rather scary as well. I was as stealthy as I could be, but I suppose they saw right through me. Stealth? Tracking? Such things exist now. Oh, my dear human. I will have to be far more careful, I suppose. don't seem to have mastered fire and metal masterfully well. I will remember that in the future. This has been a very painful lesson, I admit. Your soldiers don't seem to use the traditional swords of old anymore, after all. Yes, I believe you've gotten almost all of them, I think. Right there, yes. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Oh, yes. I believe that was the last of the metal balls stuck inside of me. I could now transform back, if we so desired. You prefer me in my natural form. Well, I do find that rather surprising, my dear human. Most find me intimidating and rather scary, as I found out today. Most humans still do. Seems you are a different breed of human altogether. I think I'm growing rather fond of you. I'd rather not ever let you go, my dear human. Now, show me some of these things on that smart foe of yours, and educate me on some more of their finer points, and how to avoid them in the future, would you please, my dear human?